We're going to talk today about leadership from King David. It's one thing to say, you know, we have a great somebody over here in this next place around here where they just have a wonderful preaching service over there. Well, to tell you the truth, preaching is overrated with a lot. It's underrated with others. But God is on our side. And I want you to know, if you don't know anything else in this world, God's on your side. And He will stay on your side. No matter how many times you fall down and you have to get up, none of that is out of God's way of doing things. He allows us sometimes to get down. Have you ever been so down that you felt like if you could just go to the bottom of a well, you would be where you need to be? Well, God's not doing that to you. God works with us to be His people. And so we come to His place. We come into His heart on a day like this day when we can talk with one another. God is not looking for perfect people, since there is no one that's perfect except God. Rather, God is seeking ordinary people to carry out extraordinary tasks. He's looking for people with certain qualities. God is seeking leaders who have the qualities of spirituality and devoted hearts and humility. God takes David, this King David, from the foothills around Bethlehem to place him on the throne of Israel. Now that's a big job. And when you take somebody in one place and you put them in charge, that's big. God raised David up to be a leader of His people, and David ascended to the throne when he was 30 years old. His reign lasted a total of 40 years. Now, if you've been at the same work for 40 years, what does that say? You're there doing what you're supposed to do. As David is studied, it's obvious that he was a leader after God's own heart, placed his faith in God even in the middle of terrible circumstances. If you've ever had a really difficult time in your life, let me see it. Do you realize that everybody in here raised a hand? You know why? Because God is still looking at you, and you're still alive, you're still doing well, and God's still on the throne, and you're still in His embrace. You can't beat a deal like that. David was human, and he often messed up, but his humility allowed him to subject himself to God's judgment. This humility was deeply rooted in David's spiritual life, and the depth of spirituality is evident if you were to go into the book of Psalms and just read through the Psalms. You're going to find David all over the Psalms. What does that say? He was looking for all that he could get. All that he could have so he could help himself to be better. And then in turn, he could turn around and help others do better. And that was the purpose of all of that. A leader has to seek personal growth and improve his or her leadership abilities more and more every day. A study of David's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats provide a rich environment to study leadership. Some suggested that God scans the world to seek potential leaders, though I think I have serious doubts about that. God didn't have to run off all over the world to find what he wanted. If God wanted something done, did he have to go hunt it, or did it come to him if he needed to? Yeah. A study of David's strengths and weaknesses can provide a rich environment, especially when you have doubts. People doubt. I just doubt this, I doubt that. You know, there's certain things I can do and certain things I can't do. And it took me a long time to realize I don't have to be able to do everything that everybody else does. You got a whole bunch of people in here who are ready to help others and do for others. And there's people in this congregation you never hear a peep about that are doing things because God has given them the opportunity. Do you believe that's true? It's not about preaching who's the best preacher or who's not the best preacher. You know, I can tell you, God could take any one of us and stand us up and make us into something right now, in an instant. But he chooses to go the other path. God doesn't have to search the world to find the greatest leader, because God is the one that made the leader in the first place, and he knows right where his boy is. Some suggest that God already knows who they are. Thankfully, God is not looking for perfect people. And here's why he's not looking for perfect people. Because there is none. You're not perfect. I mean, you do good, you help others, you do things for other people, but you are not like God. God is not looking for perfect people. He's seeking ordinary people. You know why? Because that's what we got on this planet. He's looking for people with certain qualities. God is seeking leaders who will have the qualities of devoted hearts and humility. God took David from the foothills surrounding Bethlehem and placed him on the throne in Israel. That's a big change. God raised David up to be the leader of his people, and he ascended to the throne when he was 30 years old, and his reign lasted for 40 years. It's obvious that he was a leader after God's own heart, and that he placed his faith in God in the middle of every difficulty. David was human, and he made a huge number of mistakes, but his humility allowed him to subject himself to God's judgment. The people in certain positions sometimes seem to get a little cocky about what they have and what they've done. Let me tell you something. I've been through some bad situations. I've been through with this church over the years. You remember when I got burned to a crisp and I was going to die, but the Lord brought me back? And do you remember when other people who have come through here who had difficulties and had terrible situations, and we've helped other people do for them? That's what God's calling us for. We're not here to be who's the best preacher or who's not the best preacher, and not a one of us are worth killing. You know that? Not a one of us are worth killing. But God lets us live, doesn't he? He lets us go. He lets us be a part of his world. In Acts chapter 13, 21 to 22, then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, from the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king, and God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. Did I just hear that God was saying, I want somebody who'll do what I say? David in the Bible's a biblical example of a growing leader. And a growing leader is one who is not satisfied to attain a high level of competence, then stop trying to improve. If you can build something, and then you have to look at it and say, you know what, I liked what I did here. I think we built it pretty good. But man, if we could just get a little bit more help, we could do this a whole different way, and it would be even greater. Is that the way things happen? Sometimes you have to tear something down and put something else up just to make everything work. And that has happened to those of us who have built things over the years. The events beyond his control later forced David to become the leader of a group of soldiers, which became his private army as he sought refuge to Saul. You and I are under difficulty. Growth requires change, and as a leader, it increases one's effectiveness as a leader. If a person has a quality of strong leadership, the organization with whom he serves will cultivate higher views. A leader has to seek growth and constantly improve abilities. David's strengths were large. David was qualified to be a leader because he developed an intimate relationship with God. Not with his bubba, not with his friends, but God Almighty. If you can get on the wagon to be on the same spot Christ is, that's a better deal. And that helps for all of us. According to Samuel 16:7, the other sons of Jesse were from outward appearances quite acceptable for leadership. However, this was the error that the nation had made in selecting Saul for their king. They selected Saul for their king because they felt he looked like a leader. Because somebody looks like a leader, you know, you might have the hiccups or something. Leaders show themselves. A man looks upon a physical appearance, but cannot know the heart. As it is written in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? They selected Saul for the king because they felt he looked like a leader. Now that's dumber than dirt. David was doing things on the sly. He was qualified to be a leader because he developed an intimate relationship with God. According to Samuel 16:7, the other sons of Jesse were out for appearances and quite acceptable for their leadership. They selected Saul for king because he felt he looked like a leader. Man looks on the physical appearance but can't know the heart. You can look at anybody in this room, but you cannot know what's going on in the heart. The answer that we need in this world today is simply three letters, G-O-D. That's who we believe. Samuel was looking at the countenance of the candidates when God looked at David's heart, which he had honed into the solitude of the wilderness looking after sheep. It was the solitude that David developed and this intimate relationship with God. One of the first opportunities for David's growth as a leader is mentioned in the Bible was that he had opportunity to serve Saul in the palace. You and I don't have to worry. God is on our side. David would see later the damage that Saul's wounded pride would do as Saul grew more and more jealous of David's success. David seized opportunities, showed willingness to serve in the battle and the victory over Goliath. David did a big job with Goliath. And wasn't David just a little boy? And didn't he just pick up his sling and put one piece of rock in it and kill him? Do you know that God worked out all this stuff we have in this biblical thing that we have called the Bible? And we need to read more of it. We need to stay around more of it. We need to try to understand more of it. And when we find out we can do that, God will give us even more strength to do that which is good. When we start doing that which is not good, God will say, you're not getting it, son. I've seen you do things in the past, and I've seen you work to help. It's not about who's the smartest. I can tell you, one car wreck in the wrong place can take you out of this world. There's ways that you just die. Sometimes there's things going on in your body that you don't know about. And all of a sudden, your heart stops. And what happens? There comes a siren down the road. But most of the time, if they're very far away, they don't make it. With God, God is the same. Yesterday, today, and how much? Forever. And I'm going to tell you, God is on our side. And the church said, amen.